Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WJLA 7 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Debt in the United States is increasing. As a matter of fact, it's increasing significantly. In a one-year period, we've gone up 3.9%. Now, a lot of that is due to inflation and the cost of goods and services and all the things. It's due to mortgages. It's due to loans. It's due to a lot of things. And we're going to find out what consumers are doing and what they should do and what they shouldn't do particularly, because there's so much fraud out there awaiting you if you're not onto what the latest scams are. And we're going to tell you today. My guest is Bruce McClary. He is a senior vice president of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And Bruce, welcome. I've worked with your foundation for years and years and years. Really appreciate what you do. I'd like for you to share with our listeners just exactly what your mission is.
Well, thanks, Shirley. It's good to be back on the program with you. And I'm happy to let listeners know a little bit about the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and the work that our member agencies do. The NFCC is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide financial education and counseling to people who are dealing with debt challenges, or they're striving to achieve financial goals like buying their first home, moving out of a rental situation into home ownership, or dealing with affordable repayment of student loan debt, and many other financial challenges that they may face. Well, the nonprofit members of the NFCC provide the kind of services that give one-on-one counseling to individuals who are dealing with these challenges. And the members of the NFCC serve people all across the country. We serve all 50 states and U.S. territories. And of course, people can find out more about the NFCC by going to nfcc.org. And if they need help, they can connect to a counselor and connect to the services of our nonprofit member agencies.
Talk about your philosophy, because we're talking about people who are in debt. So your goal is to help them to get out of debt, to manage their debt, and I assume to avoid bankruptcy, which is something that I think is probably a drastic resort for some people. But so you're going to provide them with the tools to work with them. Is there a fee for what you do?
Yeah, there can be a fee for some of the services. Our services are available at no or low cost. And the services that are provided always include an education component, because we're not just there to fix a problem in the present. We're there to help people better manage financial setbacks in the future on their own and learn from these circumstances. So our mission is based on a foundation of education, but we're also there to assist people in overcoming some significant challenges that they're facing in the present. And yes, there are some fees for some of the services. And again, we strive to provide our services at low or no cost. And in situations where somebody can't afford to pay, we do offer a waiver of fees in those situations.
Sure. Well, I think I've known you all for 30 years, Bruce. I mean, go back a ways, and I've always respected what you've done. What your organization has done. But anyway, okay, let's talk about some of the real issues facing households today. And I was just reading about the number of people who are households that are carrying debt, which is very significant. The debt has increased, and it really is, well, a lot of it, I gather, is due to the rising cost of mortgages and auto loans. I mean, buying a car these days can be very expensive, even a used car. And I believe I read a statistic said the U.S. household debt is at a new record of $15.2 trillion. And I can't think of how many zeros are on that amount, but it is a little startling. So consequently, the real goal for households is to try to reduce that debt so that they can make it manageable. And that's what you're setting out to do. Now, before we get into some of the other things that you all do, I do want to mention the fact that you all just did a study of one segment of our population that's very important to us, and that is our military. And you all are have a special program set up to help military members. And tell me about the study that you all did. I believe it was a Harris poll. What did you find from that?
Yes, it was our annual Harris poll study. And we've been doing this since 2007. So each year we go out and we survey the general population of the United States. And we look at different areas of personal financial management and see where people stand, not just in how they're managing their finances, but also what they understand about how to manage finances. And this year, we just as we did in the several years prior, we included surveys of active duty members of the military, their spouses, and veterans. So not only are we getting a look at active duty service members, we're actually getting a look at the entire military household, which is very unique. There aren't a lot of surveys and studies that do that. And this year, what we found is that the impact of inflation and the rising cost of living and other changes in the economy over the past year has been greater among active duty military households than it has been for the general civilian population. And it's very troubling because some of the differences are significant in terms of how many more military households have fallen behind on monthly bills, how many more military households are concerned about their financial future and who are struggling to stay afloat. So, you know, the difference between the general population and the military population is, of course, concerning in some of the output of that survey. But there is one commonality. Despite those differences, everybody's dealing with the same challenges, general population and military households and veterans, all dealing with the impacts of inflation in different ways. And of course, you know, many people are struggling as a result.
Oh, wow. Yes. And I think we all feel this. When you look at the increase in cost, it's just incredible. I mean, fuel oil is increased 41.5% in just 1 year, I believe that was. Electricity, natural gas is up 19.3%. Food, dairy products, even non-alcoholic beverages, fruits and vegetables, all the things that make up a diet and our everyday living have just increased so much that it's really stretching the family. And some of the stuff that I read said that the increase in debt, you know, it has a lot to do with this. So you have special programs, though, I believe, that for the military to participate in, and you've got some of your organizations that devote a lot of their efforts to that. I'm Shirley Rooker. You're listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on the Federal News Network. My guest today is Bruce McClary. He is the Senior Vice President with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And Bruce, welcome again. You're always give us a lot of information, whether we like it or not is something else. I like, though, what you do in terms of educating consumers about the frauds that are out there. And as I mentioned before the break, you are, as we came back, you are, some of your organizations really do have special programs for the military, but any of your member organizations, I'm sure, would be able to help them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if you're an active duty service member, if you're a military spouse, or if you're a veteran, you can get help from any of the members of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, going to nfcc.org or calling the toll-free number 1-800-388-2227. You can connect to a counselor, and you know, the counselors that work for NFCC member agencies have a lot of experience helping everybody, but they also have specific experience working with members of the military and addressing mm-hmm. some of the issues that are unique to the financial challenges that are experienced yeah. by military households.
Absolutely. Well, let's move to some of the challenges that we have here in trying to avoid frauds. Now,
yes.
I went online and I saw debt relief, debt consolidation, mm-hmm. debt forgiveness, wipe it out, wipe out your credit, wipe out your credit record, wipe out everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since I'm kind of a skeptic, Bruce, I'm not inclined to believe all of that. So let's talk about some of the, what are the most worst offenses out there in terms of debt. And I know that one of the things that we used to deal with was people who would go to somebody to think they were going to get help. They would pay them money and they were supposed to be paying off the debts. Well, didn't happen. These were scams that were set up and they defrauded a lot of consumers. What's going on today?
Well, I think the scammers are taking advantage of hard times right now. And many people are experiencing hard times. They're facing extra financial pressure because of inflation, the rising cost of living, wages not keeping up with the price increases. All of these things are creating a tight squeeze on people's budget. So when people are getting in over their head with debt, or they're falling behind on their monthly bills or facing foreclosure, the situation becomes more desperate the longer things continue down that trail. And people, when they're reaching out for help, they may not take a little bit of extra time to look into whether an offer is legitimate, that's presenting itself as being debt relief or debt forgiveness or credit repair. And people are just jumping into some of the ones that sound the best. And some of these are advanced fee scams, which you mentioned at the start of the segment, where services are offered, but they're collecting a fee before anything is done. And there's no contract, there's no service agreement, there's nothing in writing. And they're just counting on somebody being so desperate that they don't want to take a second to check out the offer, and they're just going to pay and, you know, hope things work out. So those scams still exist, and they're thriving in this kind of environment when people are so desperate and stressed out and looking for any way out of debt and any way back to financial stability. So yeah. You have to be careful about those offers and never, ever, 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 ever pay for debt relief or debt forgiveness before any service agreement is presented or before services are rendered.
Well, the problem is that you don't know, if you don't know who you're dealing with, and if you don't thoroughly check them out, they'll take your money. And then the first thing you know, they're gone. You can't find them and your money's gone and your debt's increased. So
right.
We've just heard horror stories that call for action from consumers who have this happen to them. And I'm sure you have, you as well. Some of the other things that we hear is that they're going to wipe out your credit record. They're going to clean up your credit record. And of course, we all know how important it is to have a credit record that's really good, positive, and shows excellent things in our record. But that's just not possible, is it? I mean, there are these companies that say, we're going to get rid of the negatives on your credit report. Well, tell me how that works.
Well, and I'm glad you brought this up, because the credit repair industry is growing by leaps and bounds. And the reason there's so much growth right now is, I think, because of the opportunity that exists. And in an environment where interest rates are at record high levels for credit cards and other types of loans, having a good credit score is even more important if you're looking to pay the least amount for the money you borrow. So people are very, very focused on the minute details of their credit score, trying to engineer it to the highest level. So people are out there looking for the quickest way to do that. And so a lot of these credit repair services are essentially leveraging that demand and marketing their services as a quick and easy way to clean up your credit and get a perfect credit score or do whatever. And I should preface what I'm about to say next by saying there are legitimate credit repair organizations out there that will market their services appropriately, and they're not going to promise things that are wildly out of the realm of possibility. But there are also some scams out there that are promising to do things that are either illegal or to do things that are also impossible, and you have to be careful about those, because sometimes they may get you the results that you're looking for, but the results might be temporary, and it may last long enough for you to part with your money and pay for those services. And then you end up facing a situation where your credit report reverts back to the state it was in before you reached out, but then you're out of the money that you paid. So be very careful.
Consumers should know that they, in fact, can query things on their credit report very legitimately. It's not hard to do. You can go online and do it. And you can question charges that you don't think are yours, but that doesn't mean they're going to be eliminated. They will, the credit bureaus are obligated to investigate your complaints so that you know it's not going to just sit out there forever. What is it 30 or 60 days that they have to respond and to investigate? I'm not sure, Bruce. Do you know that number?
Yeah, when you submit a dispute, if you're disputing information that's inaccurate, then they have 30 days to investigate and then get back to you. But that brings up a point. I want to emphasize what you just said, because some of these offers that are promising to clean up your credit report, the ones that might not be on the level are the ones that are offering to clean up information that is legitimate. You can't erase accurate, legitimate information from your credit report. It's supposed to be there for a reason. What you can dispute is inaccurate information, things that are not correct. And then the investigation can take place. And after the 30 days, they can, address those issues and send you an adjusted credit report. But, don't go into these services expecting that you're going to be able to delete information that is legitimate and accurate, because that's not the case.
Yeah. And that's what consumers have to realize. If it's your debt, I'm afraid it's going to be with you. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. My guest today is Bruce McClary. He's a senior vice president with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And we're talking about some of the ways that they help us navigate our way through debt, how they help us to get our credit records straightened out so that it's legit, but they're not out there to get your money. They're out there to help you. They're a nonprofit organization that's been around. How many years have you all been around, Bruce?
We've been around since 1951.
Whoa, that's a pretty impressive time there. Call for Action is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary. So there.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. But at any rate, so the scams are out there. You just have to be aware of what they are and avoid them, and don't look for the quick fix. Because if you're in debt and you've got bad credit records or whatever, sometimes it's going to take a while for you to get out of it. Would that be a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment. I mean, the general rule is that there usually isn't a quick fix. It does take a little while to get out of debt if you're facing a debt crisis and you've fallen behind. But it's worth the effort you put into working out a solution. And if you're past due on your debt and that's affecting your credit, reach out and talk to a nonprofit credit counseling agency, work on a plan to affordably get out of debt and get back on track. And if you do that and you stick with a program that fits your budget, with the help of a nonprofit credit counselor, there is a natural lift to your credit score over time. And that's probably that is one of the best ways to create a sustainable situation of improved finances and credit, is to do it that way and to get back on track, to pay down your debt levels, and to establish a pattern of on-time payments. And that, it goes back to the old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, that helps with your personal finances. That also helps with your credit score and creates a general improvement over time.
And, for the younger generation who seems to be really in debt, they need to understand that debt that they carry with them impacts their ability to rent an apartment. It impacts a car loan. It impacts everything that you do. And I think it even impacts sometimes employment. Is that true? Or are potential employers permitted to check someone's credit record?
Well, it depends on where you live, the state where you live.
Okay.
There are some states that do give employers permission to look at an applicant's credit report. Now, nowhere are they able to look at your credit score for employment purposes, but they can look at, in some states, the details of your credit report. But yeah, this all, the impact on a person's finances in terms of how much debt they carry, if you have too much debt, it can lower your credit score. Lowering your credit score makes it costlier to borrow. So it makes it more expensive to borrow if you have to go out and get a car loan or if you have to get a mortgage. And, at some point it makes it impossible to borrow because you're over leveraged. So keeping your debt under control, making sure you're making those payments on time, all helps in terms of affordability and in terms of your overall credit health.
And I think the biggest thing, if you're in a hole and you can't seem to dig your way out of it, and you can talk to your creditors yourself and see if you can range different payments. But that's one of the things that the credit counselors can also do for you. So that's a really important. Bruce, how many agencies do you have that are members of your foundation?
Yeah, right now we have 50 agencies, which is also equal to the number of states there are in the United States. But the agencies also serve all U.S. territories. So you can connect with an agency if they're not in your community and they don't have an office there. You can connect with them by phone or online. And of course, you can do that by going to nfcc.org or calling the toll-free number 1-800-388-2227. And that can put you in touch with an agency that can help.
Oh, we have a couple of minutes. How would you summarize for consumers who are in debt and having a difficult time managing, which includes an awful lot of us?
Yeah, if you're having trouble and you're already falling behind on your credit card payments, if you're worried about your mortgage, it's better to reach out right away. And you can do it in a number of different ways, depending on what you feel comfortable with. You can reach out and talk directly to your creditors. Just as you said earlier, you can have that conversation and work out some possibilities for temporary relief. If it looks like a long-term issue, reach out and talk to a nonprofit credit counseling agency. Get help from a credit counselor, put together a budget, look at different options that are available to you, and take that opportunity to get some advice from a nonprofit financial professional to better understand those options and your financial circumstances. And it helps you make a more confident decision for yourself, but it also helps you make the right decision for yourself if you reach out and use the resources of a nonprofit credit counseling agency.
One of the things that you all do, I believe, is try to set up budgets for people who come to you to live within and how it can help them and pay off their debt. Are you also, in some cases, able to reduce the monthly payments or get a reduction in interest rates? What are some of the things that you can accomplish?
Yeah, if you talk to a credit counselor, of course, the very first thing that you can take advantage of is to have a detailed review of your budget with recommendations for how to get the most out of your budget. So, but the budget review and the budget counseling session is a integral part of every interaction we have with consumers at nonprofit credit counseling agencies in the NFCC network. But if you need help affordably repaying your debt, you have the option to enroll in a debt management plan. And the debt management plan allows you to take advantage of lower interest rates, reduced payments, and the ability to bring past due accounts current under these adjusted affordable payments and affordable terms. And as long as you make your payments on time, you can pay off your debt more affordably and faster after being in a situation where before you reached out for counseling, you might have been one or two or three payments past due on some of your accounts. So it's tremendous.
Now is the time if you're in that situation.
Yes.
Well, Bruce, thank you. Good information as always. Really appreciate having you on today. You've been listening to my guest has been Bruce McCleary, who is a senior vice president with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and a very good nfcc.org is their address. And you've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on the Federal News Network. I thank you for joining us. I'm Shirley Rooker. You can reach me at shirley@callforaction.org. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WJLA 7 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.